USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The president's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, is urging the U.S. Supreme Court to rule the impeachment of President Trump unconstitutional, saying that neither of the two charges against the president are high crimes or misdemeanors.
We have a clash between two branches of government. They are impeaching him for a non-crime, high crime, misdemeanor, low crime, small crime.
Giuliani telling Fox's Justice with Judge Jeanine last night, lawyers in the case should make a motion at the very start of a Senate trial calling for the case to be dismissed. From tornadoes to ice, severe weather in the United States killing at least 12 people this weekend, a police officer and a paramedic among four killed in Texas, three people were killed in Louisiana, three in Alabama, Oklahoma and Iowa also each report one weather-related death. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without having a healthcare program. Sign up now with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they're not insurance. That means you can sign up at any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers, and there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
The U.S. Geological Survey saying another strong earthquake of 5.9 magnitude rattled Puerto Rico yesterday morning, centered on the southwest coast. The territory has been feeling aftershocks ever since a destructive 6.4 magnitude quake rocked the island on Tuesday. A crowd of over 1,000 Iranian Americans who support regime change in their home country gathered yesterday in Los Angeles and heard from a long list of current and former U.S. lawmakers and military officials. Among them, former U.S. Marine Corps Commandant retired General James Conway, who said the Iranian government showed its true colors in its response to its shootdown of a Ukrainian passenger jet last week.
Their initial response was to lie about it. Until such time as we have a video of the missile arcing towards the airplane, only then do they come forward and say, well, yeah, this actually happened.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
The U.S. plans to expel over a dozen Saudi service members after last month's deadly shooting at Naval Air Station Pensacola in Florida. Those being expelled are not accused of helping the 21-year-old Saudi gunman who shot and killed three people there in December, but officials say their subsequent investigation led them to believe that some of them have connections to extremist movements. The FAA is investigating how two Delta Airlines planes almost collided on Friday night at New York's JFK Airport. The agency says Delta Flight 253, bound for Bogota, Colombia, was preparing to take off on one runway at the same time Delta Flight 300 was crossing the runway after landing. An air traffic controller jumped into action to stop the two aircrafts from having a possible collision. NBC Universal announcing comedy duo Amy Poehler and Tina Fey will be back as hosts of the Golden Globes next year. British comedian Ricky Gervais hosted this year for the fifth time, but insisted it's his last time hosting. The duo last hosted in 2015, but also hosted in 2013 and 2014. And longtime Pittsburgh Steelers coach Bill Cowher will be inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame this year. The legendary Steelers coach was at the helm of that franchise for 15 seasons, leading the team to Super Bowl appearances and one victory in the big game over the Seattle Seahawks in Super Bowl 40. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.